Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeastern Nebraska. Increasing clouds today, high near 52 with winds breezy at times. Tonight, cloudy. Areas of light rain and some snow low near 26. Then the sunshine works its way back in on Saturday, high near 45. Saturday night, mainly clear, low near 30. High of 54 on Sunday. Lots of sunshine. Sunday night, low near 31. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, 36.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. A 12-year-old student at a Manhattan middle school has been arrested after threats of a possible shooting were found on a suspicious thread on Discord. The Riley County Police Department says a 12-year-old student in the Manhattan Ogden District has been arrested in connection with the suspicious Discord chat that alarmed school administration and police earlier on Thursday. Riley County Police Department said it found no evidence the student planned on, made an effort to, or had any means to ever carry out a violent act at Dwight D. Eisenhower Middle School or the community. SWAT teams from the Salina Police Department and the Kansas Highway Patrol were able to talk to a Saline County man out of a residence east of Salina Wednesday night after an alleged domestic violence incident left an 83-year-old man injured. Deputies were told that a man was struck in the head with a handgun by a family member who was identified as 43-year-old Lance Clements. Clements was arrested and the 83-year-old man has been released from the hospital. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up in intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News. On your side.
When you're a military veteran with over 40,000 organizations trying to help you, it can be hard to find the right information. That's why AARP brings together valuable resources to help you navigate your options. AARP.org/veterans. With free veteran employment and fraud prevention resources, caregiving tools, and access to discounts, AARP is on a mission to support veterans. Visit AARP.org/veterans today.
A police chase in Wichita early Friday morning ended with three people in the hospital. Police say it happened around 12:15 a.m. with the chase ending on Kellogg. The sheriff's office said the driver took off after being stopped by deputies who were waiting on backup. During a three-minute chase, the vehicle went the wrong way on Kellogg between Oliver and Hillside. While trying to get off Kellogg, the vehicle went off the road and down an embankment. Three people in the vehicle were taken to the hospital with serious injuries. Deputies say the suspects could face drug and other charges. Waste Connection sent out a letter to residents of Marion County saying the company would no longer pick up trash at their homes. Marion County Commissioner Kent Becker said Waste Connections, a trash service company out of Wichita, told them they're having issues with a driver shortage and parts not being available for their trucks. So on December 1st, they contacted customers in the areas they would no longer serve. Becker said the county commission is working to make sure rural residents don't lose their service. This is Kansas.
Every driver is different. So is every car insurance policy. At Blue Valley Insurance, we get it. That's why we offer an array of options, from affordable coverage options to extra services and money-saving discounts. We're here to help you build the best car insurance policy for your needs. What's more, the right car insurance coverage can help protect you and your loved ones in the event of a car accident, theft, or other covered loss. See us at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. An ex-campaign official for Nebraska gubernatorial hopeful Charles Herbster says he shot a video of Governor Pete Ricketts' former spokesman tossing a Herbster campaign sign into a dumpster as a dirty trick to be used against the spokesman and show that Ricketts' administration was trying to undermine their campaign. Tyler Henningsen, a former Herbster campaign worker, says he secretly recorded then-spokesman Taylor Gage in June at the Saunders County Fairgrounds in Wahoo, where Ricketts was hosting an official public gathering.
A snowstorm is expected to sweep parts of northern Nebraska and Iowa and could drop up to 8 inches of snow in some places heading into the weekend. The National Weather Service has issued a winter storm warning for Friday into early Saturday for much of northern Nebraska and northern parts of Iowa. The warning includes the cities of Valentine, Ainsworth, and O'Neill in Nebraska. The service says heavy snowfall coupled with high winds is likely to produce blizzard-like conditions. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Nothing beats the classic taste and goodness of Earth Grain's 100% whole wheat bakery bread. Earth Grain's unique recipe combines whole grains with the old-fashioned taste of brown sugar and honey, creating a delicious whole grain bread that will appeal to your entire family. And with 18 grams of whole grain per slice, it's good for them too. Earth Grain's breads, baking our best for you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Even as active COVID cases fall by nearly half in Marshall County since the first of the month, 73 positives are still active with 7 hospitalizations. Vaccination efforts, including boosters, continue with walk-in clinics Tuesdays at the Marshall County Health Department, Wednesdays at the Washington County Health Department. Blue Rapids' annual hometown Christmas is this Saturday with a fireman's breakfast, 7 to 11. Craft sale and quilt raffle at the library, 9 to 2. A Christmas bazaar in the Blue Rapids Gym. Open house at the Blue Rapids Museum, 9 to 3, will include cookie decorating and clinker gardens display. A live nativity is planned at 4. Soup supper begins at 4:30 at the community center. A beard contest at 5. Santa greets youngsters 5 until 7. And the annual lighted parade is Saturday evening at 6. Entry should be in place on South Main by 5:30. Contact Bob Lindquist for entry information. $25 chamber bucks for first place, $15 for second, and $10 third place, with any motorized vehicle, including decorated golf carts, welcome. Additional details on the Blue Rapids Facebook page hosted by Blue Rapids Chamber. Santa's to be at the Greenleaf Mall Saturday at 9:30 and in Palmer at 1:30. Lynn celebrates a hometown Christmas Saturday from 2 until 5 with Santa arriving at 2:30, as well as kids' crafts and activities, refreshments, and drawings for door prizes. In Barnes, a window guessing contest begins at 3 with a drop box for Christmas lists. Santa's to arrive at 4 with drawings for hams and tree lighting to follow at 4:15 Saturday in Barnes. Wymore Church of Christ Living Nativity is Saturday from 6 until 8 p.m. with drive-by or activities inside, which begin at 5. Washington Rotary Club will host a festival of trees Saturday evening at 7 at the FNB meeting room, with silent and live auctions benefiting the Horse Soldier Monument. The Christmas in North Park tradition in Marysville continues Sunday evening, 5:30 till 7. The Axtell Ecumenical Christmas Choir will perform the Cantata Sing with the Angels Sunday evening at 7:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Axtell. Singers from the Axtell, Baileyville, Centralia, Frankfort, St. Benedict, Seneca, Salem, Summerfield, Vermilion, and Manhattan areas will participate. Refreshments follow in the church hall. The Cantata Sunday evening at St. Michael's in Axtell begins at 7:30. The Pony Express Partnership for Children Festival of Trees continues through December 17th, with bids for the online fundraising event accepted and items for bid on Facebook at the Pepsi page. The Goodwitch annual toy giveaway is planned Monday 9 to 5, Tuesday 10 to 2, or until toys are gone at the Lincoln Center in Marysville, with parents and grandparents welcome to shop for donated items for those in need. There are no income or eligibility qualifications. They do request no children at the Goodwitch annual toy giveaway Monday 9 to 5, Tuesday 10 to 2 at the Lincoln Center in Marysville. The annual Light Up Marysville Christmas lighting competition is underway and begins this weekend. Blue Rapids annual Christmas lighting contest will be judged December 18th. With $25 chamber bucks for first place, $15 for second, and $10 third place. City of Washington annual Christmas lighting contest will offer free electricity in December for first place, $50 off second, and $25 third place winners, with judging in Washington Sunday, December 19th. Betty L. Glick, age 97, of Fort Worth, Texas, formerly Marshall County, passed away. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at Kinsley Chapel in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Betty Glick. Lola J. Zebakratsky, age 83, of Barnes, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Trinity Lutheran Church, rural Hanover. Burial in the Afton Cemetery, rural Waterville. Visitation Friday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Friday, 6 until 8, at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Lola Zebakratsky. Lawrence Larry D. Donahue, age 79, of Frankfort, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m., from Annunciation Catholic Church in Frankfort. Burial, St. Patrick's Cemetery, Coal Creek, south of Centralia. Rosary Friday evening at 6 at the church. Visitation on Friday, 10 until 4 at the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Larry Donahue. Glenn L. Hazenkamp, age 88, of Seneca, formerly of the Baileyville area, passed away Wednesday. Massive Christian burial Saturday, 11 a.m. at St. Peter and Paul's Catholic Church in Seneca. Burial in the Sacred Heart Cemetery at Baileyville. Flower Funeral Home of Seneca in charge of arrangements for Glenn Hazenkamp. George A. Hyman, age 81, of Olathe, formerly of the Baileyville area, passed away November 28th. Flower Funeral Home in charge for George Hyman. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, fried chicken, mashed potato, green beans, and bananas in pudding. On Monday, chicken pot pie casserole, beets, and tropical fruit. KNDY News Time 7:16.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Christmas season, loading. Enjoy faster internet this Christmas. Get a $100 Blue Valley bill credit or pass that credit along as a gift for a hard-to-buy-for loved one. Offer applies to new customers or speed upgrades only. Give your family the gift of an internet upgrade. Call 877-876-1228 today for details or visit bluevalley.net. Merry Christmas from your friends at Blue Valley.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeastern Nebraska. Increasing clouds today, high near 52 with winds breezy at times. Tonight, cloudy, areas of light rain and some snow low near 26. Then the sunshine works its way back in on Saturday, high near 45. Saturday night, mainly clear, low near 30. High of 54 on Sunday, lots of sunshine. Sunday night, mainly clear, low near 31. High is 60 on Monday, lots of sunshine. Monday night, clear to partly cloudy, low near 35. High is 63 on Tuesday, lots of sun. Tuesday night, a few clouds move in, low near 48. Warmer on Wednesday, lots of clouds, high of 72, breezy winds. Then a cold front comes in Wednesday night, partly cloudy, low near 35. Cooler on Thursday, lots of sunshine, high near 52 degrees. Once again today, high of 52. Tonight, areas of light rain and some snow. I'm Laura Lockwood.
Average high temperature, early December 45, record high on this date 66. The average low 24 and the record low 16 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:36, sunset this evening at 5:05. 36 degrees, winds already out of the north. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 10th of December. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Buddy the Elf is coming direct from the North Pole to community players this holiday season, and he's bringing laughs and music with him in Elf the Musical. Determined to find his real father, Buddy has to overcome naughty lists, kids who don't believe in Santa, and a jaded New York City to bring holiday cheer in this fun musical adaptation of the holiday movie favorite. Avoid the naughty list and see Elf the Musical at Community Players December 3rd through the 5th and the 9th through the 12th. Learn more at BeatricesCommunityPlayers.com.
It was a short-lived stay at the top for Purdue, and a pair of once proud NFL franchises fight to keep their playoff hopes alive. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. On the college hardboards, the son of an NBA legend carved his own name with a last-second heave to help unranked Rutgers stun the latest top-ranked team.
3.4 to go. Get it to Harper with three, with two, with one. Harper for the win! Got it! Let's go!
The call on Learfield after Purdue's Trevion Williams made a layup with 3 seconds left. Ron Harper Jr. answered with a half-court three at the buzzer, helping the Scarlet Knights knock off the Boilermakers 70-68. Up the I-95 corridor in Newark, number 23 Seton Hall may have turned even more doubters into believers.
Run puts on the floor, throws up the 17-footer over Rainey, it hits the back rim and falls in.
On AM 970, the answer behind Jared Roden's 18 points, the Pirates edge 7th-ranked Texas 64-60. It's the Hall's second win over a top 10 team this season. Thursday night football, with both teams fighting to keep their playoff hopes alive, the Vikings bounce back from a brutal loss to the previously winless Lions, thanks to the return of star running back Dalvin Cook.
First down, extra offensive lineman Blake Brandel back in, and a handoff goes to Dalvin, and he is loose to the right side! 10-5, touchdown!
On KFAN, Cook tore up the Steelers' porous run defense with over 200 yards on the ground and a pair of touchdowns. Minnesota stifled Pittsburgh's late comeback effort to hold on for a 36-28 win. On the ice of the NHL with the Hurricanes and Flames locked in a defensive stalemate, Sebastian Aho picked the right time to score his second goal of the night.
Aho with speed, breaks into the Flames zone. Aho shoots, scores!
On WCMC-FM, Aho's game winner in the waning seconds of overtime helped Carolina outlast Calgary 2-1. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Thursday night basketball finals in girls play. Frankfort edged Northern Heights 29-27. Lynn took Red Cloud 46-31. In boys play, Frankfort dispatched Northern Heights 45-40. Red Cloud over Lynn 40-32. Marysville wrestlers open North Central Kansas League competition, dropping a 40-27 decision at Wamego. Marysville wrestlers placed third in the Riley County tournament last Saturday to open the season. Marysville goes 3-2 with wins over Perry LeCompton, Larned, and Emporia, losses to Andover and Clay Center. Marysville wrestlers Saturday at the Clay Center Invitational. Friday night basketball tip-offs. Marysville opens North Central Kansas League play hosting Clay Center. Girls and boys games live on AM 1570, FM 94.1, on air online, and on our mobile app. Valley Heights at Republic County. Hanover travels to Wetmore. Frankfort tips off at Waubonsie. Washington County will host Wakefield in the preseason tournament. Centralia's home to Nemahal Central. Diller O'Dell will host Sterling. Southern tips off at Deschler.
Everyone knows Bite Me Barbecue offers some of the best barbecue, but did you know they also offer the best Christmas stocking stuffers? If you head down to Bite Me Barbecue today, you can buy a $30 gift card for only $20. So what are you waiting for? Head down to Bite Me Barbecue today to take advantage of this limited time offer.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. USDA's December World Ag Supply and Demand Estimate Report was called neutral for corn and soybeans, bearish for wheat. This month's 2021-22 U.S. corn supply and use outlook unchanged from last month. USDA kept corn for ethanol use at 5.25 billion bushels despite forecasts of strong demand and higher production. Corn ending stocks projected 1.49 billion bushels, and the season average farm price still at $5.45 a bushel. Soybean supply and use projections also remain unchanged, although the soy crush was unchanged. Soy oil production raised because of higher extraction rate. The season average U.S. soybean price unchanged, $12.10 a bushel. Now, lower exports caused USDA to push up ending wheat ending stocks and an unexpected 598 million bushels. Now, USDA also dropped the wheat import by 5 million bushels but left all other supply and demand factors at the November levels. The season average farm price rose 15 cents to $7.05 a bushel. October, a strong month for U.S. ready meat exports. USDA data compiled by the U.S. Meat Export Federation shows beef export value continued to soar. October's pork exports well below last year's large total, but year-to-date shipments remain slightly above a record pace set of 2020. Beef exports reached 115,700 metric tons in October. Export value climbed 48% to $957 million. That's the second highest total on record. Only August of this year was it higher. January through October exports hit 1.19 million metric tons, up 17% from 2021. Beef exports will top $2 billion in three key markets, South Korea, Japan, and China, Hong Kong. Pork exports totaled 226,200 metric tons for October. Export value dropped, though, by 3.5%. That is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, is building a special stock down bred heifer sale on Wednesday, December 15th, starting at 11 o'clock a.m. First calf heifers include 50 choice South Dakota origin Red Angus calf unvaccinated bred heifers, be bred to calving these Red Angus bulls for February 1 calving. There will be 225 big fancy Angus and black white faced first calf heifers, of which many are AI bred with the balance to be bred to low birth weight Angus bulls for January 15th through March calving. There will be 65 black and red Angus, plus 18 Angus Charlotte Cross first calf heifers bred to Angus bulls for March calving. Cow-calf pairs include 45 choice Red Angus and Red Baldy Sandhill origin fall calving cows. They'll be 3 to 5 years old. They'll have Debrucker Charlotte calves by side. Other pairs include 40 Angus first calf heifer pairs and over 100 black and red cows that'll be 3 to 6 years old with September-October calves. Spring calving cows include over 400 black-white face and red cows. They'll be 3 to 6 years old, bred to Angus and Sim-Angus bulls for February-March calves. All cows will be sorted in lots to suit the buyer's needs. For more information on the special cow sale to be held on Wednesday, December 15th, starting at 11 a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Ag News from the Feed America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier, and here's your latest Larry Stickline report with our partners over at Cake News.
Roger McEwen, he's a professor at Washburn Law School in Topeka. He's a K-State Extension Specialist, and he's worked on a bill that is in the House concerning our tax issues. Come up with some pretty good information, friends, that I kind of like. Major tax provisions were omitted from the House version. And as of right now, it does not increase corporate taxes or adjust the stepped-up basis rule at all. Top individual rates remain 37%. Capital gains remains at 20%. No change in the estate tax exemption, which is set to increase to a little over $12 million in 2022. It adds 5% tax on people with modified adjusted gross incomes of more than $10 million. Companies with more than $1 billion in income, that bill will impose a minimum of 15% tax. There's a provision that expands the net investment income tax to include trade or business income, not subject to FICA taxes. And this has implications for S corporations. And so, friends, I want to remind you about that. S corporations are being used by a lot of folks around this part of the country, so it might be something you want to talk to your accountant about if, again, it becomes law. Farmers considered socially disadvantaged or economically distressed could see their outstanding debt on direct farm loans exempted from being treated as farm income. And for biodiesel and renewable diesel, the dollar per gallon tax credit would be extended through 2026. A lot of good things in this bill that I like. Kind of hope that it becomes a reality, but it's such a far-off deal of being a done deal that we can't take it home and spend the money yet, friends. Let's just kind of hold off, okay? But don't hold off in tuning me in on the next Stekline report.
Bott Realty and Auction will conduct a farm equipment auction for the Robert Round Estate Sunday, December 12th. Sale begins at 1 o'clock at the farm, 2 miles south and a mile east of Wymore at the intersection of Sage and 66th Roads. Selling a 79 IHC 986 diesel tractor with cab, rotary brush cutter, 6-foot skid load front mount, Massey 850 combine, 15-foot combine header with Milo guards, 24-foot travelong trailer, a bale spear, post hole digger, stump grinder, 4-wheel trailers, row crop cultivator, 700-gallon tandem axle water trailer, propane tanks, fuel tank, 3-point sprayer, other miscellaneous, plus 20 round bales of mixed hay and a few smaller items. This will be a short auction, be on time. Sale begins at 1 o'clock Sunday, December 12th at the farm at the corner of Sage and 66th Roads, 2 miles south and a mile east of Wymore. Sale conducted by Bott Realty and Auction.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 36 this morning in Marysville. And that wind has shifted to the north on the heels of a very unseasonably mild day yesterday. We'll be back in the middle 40 seasonal highs today with a brief cold front moving through.
Winter can be a hair-raising experience, especially for dry, staticky hair. We will suggest a few remedies today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, December 10th, the 344th day of the year. Poet Emily Dickinson was born on this day in 1830. If you've ever pulled a sweater over your head on a dry winter day, you know what a hair-raising experience can be. Here's a recipe for a weekly conditioner that will help tame those winter frizzies. Mix a few tablespoons of olive oil with a half cup of mayonnaise and massage into your hair and scalp. Wrap your hair in a plastic grocery bag and top it off with a towel for about 30 minutes. Then wash and rinse as usual. For a quick temporary treatment of staticky hair, keep a small spray bottle handy and spritz as needed. Or swipe your head with a dryer sheet. It works on laundry static. It'll work on your hair too. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more practical advice at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Coke Arena has been chosen as one of the regional sites for the basketball tournament, or TBT, in 2022. The 64-team, $1 million winner-take-all event will take place at Coke Arena on July 22nd through the 25th. In addition to the regional, Wichita will also be hosting one of TBT's quarterfinal games for the first time ever. The winner of the Omaha Regional will play the winner of the Wichita Regional on July 28th. After an unexpected run to the Sweet 16, the Kansas volleyball team's season came to a close Thursday afternoon in Pittsburgh, where Pitt swept the Jayhawks 25-19, 25-21, and 25-18. With the first official basketball game against Missouri in more than 3,500 days, KU and Missouri take the court for a 2 p.m. tip-off Saturday in the same building that it temporarily ended, Allen Fieldhouse in Lawrence. The game will be on ESPN. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Thursday night basketball finals in girls play. Frankfort edged Northern Heights 29-27. Lynn took Red Cloud 46-31. In boys' play, Frankfort dispatched Northern Heights 45-40, Red Cloud over Lynn 40-32. Marysville wrestlers opened North Central Kansas League competition, dropping a 40-27 decision at Wamego. Marysville wrestlers placed third in the Riley County tournament last Saturday to open the season. Marysville goes 3-2 with wins over Perry-Lecompton, Larned, and Emporia, losses to Andover and Clay Center. Marysville wrestlers Saturday at the Clay Center Invitational. Friday night basketball tip-offs. Marysville opens North Central Kansas League play hosting Clay Center. Girls and boys games live on AM 1570, FM 94.1, on air online, and on our mobile app. Valley Heights at Republic County. Hanover travels to Wetmore. Frankfort tips off at Waubonsie. Washington County will host Wakefield in the preseason tournament. Centralia's home to Nemahal Central. Diller O'Dell will host Sterling. Southern tips off at Deschler.
The 2021 Knights of Lights is now underway at the Kansas City Renaissance Festival. Enjoy an amazing light show thanks to Lander's Visions, plus food, entertainment, and activities for the kids, and much, much more. So what are you waiting for? Head on over to the Kansas City Renaissance Festival's website to get your tickets today and find out more about the event.
No crib for a bed. The little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where.